This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Foul Territory TV. Scott Braun with us right now. Scott, welcome to the show.
Nick and Spencer, happy Friday to you both, and I'm excited for All-Star Week coming up next week, although I know no Jose Ramirez now, but I'm excited because I'm not a Cleveland guy. I'm a Nashville guy.
You doing Superman this weekend?
What's Superman?
Like the movie.
Oh, flying down there?
No, I mean, you're going to go see Superman.
I thought you were asking if I can actually fly and go down to Atlanta that way. No, I am not. I'm not a huge movie guy, and I'm definitely not a Superman guy. So, no, I'm not.
That's interesting. I do think of the baseball, like, guys like yourself, like the true baseball guys, that actually is the least amount of shared space of baseball guy and movie guy. Because anytime I try and talk movies with my baseball guys outside of my cabin boys, they kind of look at me like I'm missing a chromosome.
You know what? I think part of it has to do with how much content that we absorb on the baseball side, right? Like every night for a long period of time, I am dialed on 6 hours of baseball coverage, often while I'm doing work or whatever else. And then on the other side, for me, from a passion play perspective, I like going to concerts. I'm mostly into the electronic music, dance music world. I have friends that represent big DJs. So you just run out of time. I will catch, you know, a series on Netflix, Apple, et cetera. But actually getting to the theater, you guys don't even want to know the last time I got to one. It's been a minute.
Scott, we were just having the conversation about Stephen Kwan. We're within 2.5 years of free agency for him. And then we even had the conversation about, do you attempt to pay him if you're the Guardians? Steven said he's not taking a hometown discount. Does paying $25 million a year to a good contact hitting leadoff hitter, does that make sense for the Guardians?
Well, is that the comp? Is 25 mil the comp? I haven't done a deep dive yet on the contract situation, because what I usually like to do, guys, is see where Kwan comps when he hits free agency at that age. I'm saying we can do it now. I just haven't gone through the exercise. Like, where is someone that's gotten paid that's in his weight class? And I know that he's a unique player. And keep in mind that contact hitters like Kwan, who does obviously have elite defense and base running skills, don't get paid if they don't have the same pop. I mean, the example that we should use right now is Luis Arraez. I love Luis Arraez. Can you have 9 Luis Arraezes in your lineup? Absolutely not. And also, Arraez is obviously not a big runner or defender like Stephen Kwan is. But to me, guys, one of the most critical components of a lineup is to have variety. And there are not many like Kwan, and there are not many like Arraez. So I probably like Kwan more than most. I mean, I'm not going to go number by number. I'm going to go by watching every single Guardians playoff game, as I'm sure you guys did. He was just different. Right? That time period where it doesn't matter who's up there, you're like, hey, Kwan's going to make contact and maybe make something happen. To me, that's super valuable. So is he worth 25 a year? I'm not sure. I got to look through the comps, But I do think there's some happy medium where Cleveland can figure it out. The problem is this is one of the cheapest franchises in baseball. I know part of it has to do with the market and the revenue, but that's not the only reason. They can afford to keep a Stephen Kwan. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Along those lines, in what you referenced with the Guardians being one of the cheaper teams in terms of spending and not really investing in, you know, the proven guys and always just kind of going to the next round of prospects as they try to build this roster. The conversation about Kwan is going to start to sort of percolate. It's starting, I think, ahead of the trade deadline, but especially this upcoming offseason. If the Guardians kind of decide we're not going to pay him, do you think the time is not maybe now, but like this offseason, does that feel like it's the right time to actually move Kwan and get the most you can for him with 2 years still of control?
Yes, I think it would be in the offseason. I mean, sure, if the right opportunity pops up midseason and they really think that they're not going to keep him, I guess you can go down that route. But I think you still have a ton of value with 2 years. Once you get to 1 year, the control obviously really dictates what kind of return package you can get. And there are 5 to 7 teams that have done a really good job of not having to do a full-scale rebuild. And part of the reason why they're able to do that is because they trade assets when they do have 2 or 3 years of team control left. So you can make a case either way for either this trade deadline or coming up in the offseason for them to deal them away. Obviously, in the offseason, guys, you would open yourself up to more options. So if they get the right offer, there's a desperate team, they really think Kwan can make that kind of impact like we're talking about at the playoffs, then sure, I could see them doing it. I just disagree with the move because I think he's a core player. I think his skills will age well for a long period of time.
Scott Braun of Foul Territory TV and the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline joining us right now. And I think there's been multiple reports that baseball is trying to push a salary cap as we head potentially towards the next work stoppage in baseball. And I think the economics of baseball are so incredibly and ridiculously unfair. Something has to be done, but I'll ask you, does a salary cap fix baseball?
No, it doesn't, and it's not going to happen, so it's a waste of time. It's been a hot topic, obviously, on our show for a long period of time. We're very unfiltered. We bring all kinds of different people on, including, I think it caught a lot of attention in the past few days because we brought on Bruce Meyer, who's the lead negotiator who goes up against MLB on the Players Association side. I highly encourage everyone to check that out. He rarely does interviews. So there's been many articles written about it. The podcast and or the YouTube clip is up there for you on Foul Territory. Guys, for me, it gets complicated because we want as fans versus what players and ownership are going to agree to. There's a hard stance from the player side that they're not going to agree to a salary cap. There is a soft salary cap right now. That's what I call it in my slang terms, because teams do get punished for going over the collective or over the luxury tax number. And it might not seem that way, but most teams actually use that as their salary cap. There's a few teams that really push through everything else, right? But there are only a few teams a year that go past that number. So it does serve as a soft salary cap. Let me ask you guys a question. Why don't we have a soft floor? Why doesn't that exist right now when revenue share money is flowing and it doesn't get spent in the right direction? I'll give you an example, okay? The Pittsburgh Pirates are pretty popular, close enough to Cleveland, right, where we can make fun of them, close enough in revenue. And even distance-wise, you can pop over to one of the nicest ballparks in the country, and you would see a team that perennially is awful because their owner has no idea how to run a franchise, and he gets a ton of revenue-sharing money, and they do not have to spend it on players. So, for example, someone like Bob Nutting is going to take that money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He'll spend it on boosting a facility, which improves real estate value of his franchise in a way that winning doesn't guarantee, right? Or in a way that spending on player payroll doesn't guarantee. And so he looks at this as like a long-term asset. It's crap, but that's the problem we're dealing with. So guys, we have to try and find a solution. Are we going to get a soft floor? Of course not, because the owners are going to say, well, then we need a hard cap. To me, the problem that I think we have, and sure, call me biased, is that often one side is fighting for something that has to do with competition and making the game better, and the other side's just fighting for money and for leverage as lawyers. That's really how I see it. I mean, I study this stuff to a T. I talk to many people behind the scenes. I've worked on one side of the spectrum, and now I'm independent. So I truly feel as if there's a broken system, and it is being caused by the league and the ownership side. The league is able to do revenue sharing, and it would get approved by the player side. The league, you guys think it's unfair? Cool, I'm with you. Like, let's give even more money to some of the lower market teams, but let's force them to spend it on players. They're not forced to spend it on players right now. Why is that the case? Can anyone answer that? If a team gets tens of millions of dollars, why do they not have to spend it on player personnel? Because they say, oh, we can spend it on other things that will help our team. Okay, well, is that working for most of those teams? No, that's the problem.
So along those lines, and I think you alluded to some of this with what you just mentioned in regards to the revenue sharing and where it's spent and those types of things. What is if a cap isn't going to be instituted because the players will never agree and a floor will never be instituted? Because I've always heard those are the two points of contention. Like if one agrees to the other, then they'll both sort of be simpatico, but it's never going to happen. So what is the solution? How do we fix the finances of baseball if those two things are just never going to actually be produced in any of these negotiations that come?
I just told you, so more revenue sharing, right? So more from the top to the bottom, but they have to be forced to spend it. That's not happening right now. That's the biggest problem in baseball right now as far as parity in an off season, right? I think we're looking way too much at the top few teams and how they spend, and way too little at not just the middle, I mean, not just the lower end of the spectrum, but even the middle, right? Like there's yeah. So much complacency every single off season. And you would think the way that we're talking that the sport is in dire straits, but then you'll get press release after press release about how much money the sport's making and how many billions of dollars are being spent. So what are we doing? Which part am I supposed to believe? That's why, to me, guys, I just don't think the salary cap accomplishes that much. You know, it's really just getting the smaller market teams and the teams that aren't making as much to spend the money in the right direction. We can't see the finances, so that's what sucks. And I'm sure some people are probably listening to this like, oh, you're just favoring the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees. No, I'm not. I just know that there are teams that can spend more in the offseason and they never do that. So to me, yeah, the answer is you force the bigger market teams to give more of the pot to the smaller market teams. I think they would do that, but they would force them to spend it on player payroll. And there's too many owners that would vote against that right now. They're so one track mind on this salary cap. And I'm telling you guys, it's not going to happen. So if they really want to push to that extent, there will be a lockout. When I say lockout, there's definitely going to be a lockout. I'm just saying if they want to push to the extent of salary cap or bust, there'll be a lockout with missing games. Right now, I generally think that we get a lockout. It lasts the whole off season. Each side gives in a little, it doesn't accomplish anything. And we're back to the same situation as usual.
Scott, we asked you about Stephen Kwan. Emmanuel Clase has been a huge name out there on the market. If the Guardians do decide to move on from Clase because it's time to rebuild the farm system or whatever is the decision, what do you think are the teams that might be most willing to give top dollar in a trade for Emmanuel?
I think almost any contender in baseball would go after Emmanuel Class A because he's not expensive with his contract. You have multiple years of control, and relief pitching at that level, the high level or the high leverage relief pitching that Emmanuel Class A can bring to the table is going to be super, super highly coveted. There's only one to three guys of that ilk that are usually available at the trade deadline. So, I mean, you can basically go down the line of who would be interested. You know, it's probably about 12 to 14 teams that think they have a shot of making it to the World Series. So Tigers and Mets and Phillies and Dodgers and Yankees, I think all of those teams would be interested in someone like Emmanuel Class A. And if the Guardians feel like this is the time to do it, I'm okay with that. I mean, this is probably the year where they're taking a step back and they're going to unload someone like that. That team was so fun to watch last year, but it was one of the best bullpens in terms of performance and results that I've ever seen in my lifetime, 30 some odd years watching baseball. So yeah, I think, I mean, we could go down the line, but on almost any of those teams, then we start to match up what the prospects look like. That might eliminate a few clubs that don't have what it takes to match up. But even still, guys, I think almost any team, if they look at their top 3 to 5 prospects, would be able to come up with one or two names that would satisfy a trade like this.
So you'd even trade them to Detroit in the division?
Well, that's less likely. You asked me who would want him, who would get him. That's less likely. Would they trade him to Detroit? No, we could start to, I mean, they would, but you can play that elimination game a little bit more. We just had an Orioles-Rays trade yesterday, and it might help the Rays win a playoff series. Brian Baker's been quietly one of the better relievers in baseball this year, and the Orioles were so tempted by a draft pick that they decided to give him up to Tampa Bay in the division.
Scott, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate what you do with Foul Territory TV, and we'll catch you down the line.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk. Have a good weekend.
You too, bud. Scott Braun there, Foul Territory TV on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about your Guardians and get back to some unfavorable rankings on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.